I would love to be a diplomat.
You'd be
why
horrible diplomat.
I think I'd be a great diplomat.
Look at how you deal with me.
No,
you can't even deal with me.
No, I do deal with you.
This is good
for you. No, time out. You would be a nightmare.
Dealing with the
Kazakhstani. You might take over the world if you were a political leader.
No.
It would be really difficult.
Very peaceful. Dude, come on, man. What are you talking about?
You would be very difficult to deal with.
You know what? I would be sick in politics.
I would be pitting a lot of people against you.
I would make a deal immediately. I'd make a horrible, shady deal day one and just never be able
to. Did you have something to say? Because I just remembered something else
on
the China thing. Because Shane was talking about the opium wars.
Yeah.
Which, as I understand it, is like the British wanted to open trade with China back in the day. I think this is like 1750 to 1780 or something around there. So they sail over and they bring like a litany of their things that they've created. So they've got like a chariot, a hot air balloon, you know.
Chariot?
Yeah, cannon. And they're showing this stuff. But the Chinese.
Yeah, chariots predate that, but.
I may have read that.
Hot air balloon for sure.
I'm pretty sure he wrote chariot. But this was from the Kissinger book, obviously. But,
well, true. That would have been big in China because they were using people instead of horses.
Oh, yeah. Chariots might have been
hey,
more.
You guys don't need to use that rickshaw anymore.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, because I think they had chariots in like 1400s in like Ireland and shit.
No, they had chariots in Egypt.
Yeah, like Egypt, yeah.
So then he's saying that basically China had this. It didn't have the sort of religion that some of the Western cultures had where it's like God made X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it as like China always existed. It was always the greatest.
Well, let me fuck you up real quick, Herbs. No, you're fine. Have you ever gotten into the how people who speak different languages have different perceptions of reality because of like the past, like the having different tenses and like present, future versus all that?
I haven't.
They interpret reality completely different because they have a whole different language and different way of seeing the world.
That's really interesting. Yeah,
pretty cool. But go ahead.
You have to send me something. Like,
I have a book on it. It's pretty cool.
So they show this stuff to the emperor, and because the emperor is under the mindset that China is the greatest, it's like, well, if China didn't make it, then it doesn't actually matter. So he's looking at the cannons and like they're firing.
There's no made in China sticker on it.
So there's not.
Saying, well, what, we don't need this junk.
So he's looking at it like it's a toy.
So McDonald's toys were their answer to that. And they were like, yeah, check this out.
Like, oh, you guys think chariots are cool?
That is one of the crazy things.
Look at this Inspector Gadget.
Look at this bobblehead figurine.
Look at this grimace we made. We fucking made slaves make 8 million of these fucking grimaces. Damn, dude, think of that. That's when you think of like the Chinese slave, like all those slave, like the sweatshops and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You think of them make like toiling over like iPhones and shit.
Oh, yeah.
There is definitely a Happy Meal factory where they were just sitting there making like a smiley face on a fucking monster every day.
A little kid.
Ugh. All
right, some kid opens up the burger and is just like throws it out and eats
just
it.
Throws it out.
Yeah,
that's fucking.
And just think
weird.
Of the little kids that were making it that didn't have any toys of their own. Just like, oh, I wanted that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted that one.
Oh, that's
with oh, I wanted that one.
You get caught with a grommet and like one of the dudes breaks their little brother's finger.
Oh,
oh, oh. Jesus Christ!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's no fun. That's no fun.
So yeah, but didn't they invent like a
this
gun
is
powder?
Another thing that I've been thinking about. Like with all this, it's like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know, like there's stuff like that going on where it's like, what can I do to help? But anyway,
buy more stuff. I mean,
just even though it's a fake scenario,
yeah,
buy
more stuff.
Honestly, that's
true. Don't question the Chinese regime. That's the biggest thing you can do right now to help.
Okay.
Don't question them, and just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That's what they got in trouble for in the NBA.
Yeah, but
one
sorry,
guy's like free Hong Kong. LeBron's like, well, it's pretty nuanced over there.
Yeah, dude. LeBron coming in hot with the fucking pro-China take. I appreciated that.
That was tight.
So back to the, you know, so the emperor is watching this cannon. Doesn't really, you know, he's unfazed by it. So he sends the British back with sort of like a condescending note to the queen. That's just
didn't like a hot air balloon?
Wasn't. Yeah, apparently just. The only thing he really took to was they brought like four German musicians or whatever they were. Four musicians. They played every night and they were like, this is great.
Yeah.
These guys rule.
So he sends them back with sort of, oh, and it was funny, though, because when they had the ships and they were, like, sailing them, the Chinese put, like, big signs on them. They were like, gifts for the emperor. And they were like, well, it's not, it's like, we're trying to, so.
Well, the emperor thought he could keep them. And
well,
they were
I think
like,
they were
nah.
just, it was propaganda, right? So then when they go back at some point.
I love that it was like, Yeah, we got a hot air balloon, chariot. We got some fucking sick musicians. Like, you got anything else? We got some fucking heroin. You guys want heroin?
He's probably hanging out with the musicians backstage, and he's like, what are you guys up to? And he's like, oh, you should try this shit. And he's like, this stuff fucking rules. Hot air balloons fucking suck. Yeah. That's tight to be unimpressed by a hot air balloon. Just like, this is pre, like, when people weren't, this is before the Wright brothers, right?
Yes.
So a dude flew over, and the emperor was like, meh. All right. I see how that works. Whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing. See how that works.
But didn't they? They had gunpowder, didn't they? So they saw cannon
using it for like fireworks, I think. So they're
probably like, yeah, this is so much sicker.
So they then the merchants go and they start selling opium, and this is obviously, you know, not good because now their people are like, you know, getting addicted to opium. So they violently sort of kick out those traders, and then that, you know, the traders, T-R-A-R.
Like Trader Joe's, Trader Joe's.
And that gets back to the British, and now the British, like, come in and they...
Trader Steve's.
That, I mean, there's... I'm not trading on you.
Treacherous. All right, go ahead.
I mean, it's
so
sick.
They kick out
don't
these
trade
guys.
On me,
let me
dude.
Just say something
don't you
about...
dare trade on
I'm
me.
I'm not trading on you.
Don't
I
trade
think,
on me.
Yeah, I just... I mean, the one really bizarre thing, I just want to say this.
Oh, God. You don't have to.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, anyway, they... they come around, they like block the ports, you know, Chinese.
The English.
The British do, right? In retaliation for these opium, for like what happened to their traders.
Damn.
So they block the ports, they start firing off the cannons. All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, shit.
We
like
should have kept those cannons.
And like notes are going.
They're just
like,
setting off fireworks in response.
Yeah. So then they have to come to an agreement, right? Like a treaty. And one of the things that then the British put in writing, and I could send this to you, was like, they said to the Chinese, like, you have to stop publicly saying that the British are trembling in the face of the emperor. Like, we won. Yeah. We won. And yet everything they were doing, like, you have to stop saying that we're obeying and that we're trembling in the face of. It's like language like that that they kept using.
Damn.
It's really interesting.
It's like, stop talking shit.
Yeah. Like, and stop acting like you won. You're here to
God, that's
acquiesce to.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
Now we have fentanyl.
And now we got fentanyl, sure. And that's what I was
saying.
Now
they're returning the favor.
Yeah,
when Deng
dude.
Was making all those revolutions in China, and this was like in the 70s, he was like, we need to focus on math and science. We need to catch up with the world. Which is so interesting to hear him talking about it in that way, because right now the stereotype from China is like, they're math and science, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they really, it's a fast turnaround.
Yeah, when they put their mind to something, they fucking...
They ripped
it,
dude.
Get to it.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking ripped it. Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, we were talking about dealing with foreign leaders. I was listening to what's his name, Duncan. He has those Revolutions podcasts. They're so good. Duncan. It's like hardcore history. It's another history podcast.
Yeah, I never heard.
But it's a little. It's like a little bit more like matter of fact. Like him just
significantly
talking.
More matter of fact.
I know that one.
100% less boxing analogies. Mm-hmm. It's like, imagine opium is Floyd Mayweather. You can't quite shake him.
You don't know what's hitting you.
But then I was just listening to the one about Alexander, Tsar Alexander, Emperor of Russia at the time, dealing with Napoleon. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon's just such a little dickhead to everybody. Just being like, yeah. Well, I promise not to hit you. Like, he just invades up to their border. Like, he's like, dude, we're so far apart. We should just be friends. Like, we're never going to fight each other. And then Russia's like, okay, cool. And then he just invades everywhere up to Russia. And they're like, what the fuck, dude? Now we're bordering. You said you weren't going to do that. And then he invades Russia.
Isn't the beef with NATO?
Like, yeah.
Russia, oh, for sure.
Chill, dude. Why are you guys so fucking paranoid?
It's like, I don't know, because you set up missile silos along our border.
What the fuck are you guys so paranoid about?
God, you guys are crazy. Anyway, we set up a missile silo in Estonia.
Like, that's not for you. That's for China, guys. Relax.
Just relax, dude. Chill.
I mean, can I just switch the subject?
Of course.
What?
Please, no, please.
Just fucking talk.
It's not that easy, man. I mean, the what?
I don't know. I'm just like, this is funny. I want to hear. I'm actually on the edge of my seat. I want to hear. I'm glad you switched the subject. What do you got to say?
Well, I was just going to talk about political pragmatism because I was reading Henry Kissinger.
Oh,
on
man,
China.
I'm delighted.
You like Kiss?
Well, I mean, I really like him in this book. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of people find him to be a war criminal. So, but even if that's true that he is a war criminal, you'd still like I would still read a book by a murderer if there was information that I was interested in. So, nevertheless, when Tiananmen Square happened, what's so interesting is that they had been, this guy Deng Xiaoping had been like making all this progress in the country after Mao, and but it never claimed to be anything but definitely didn't claim to be like a Western democracy. And anyway, Tiananmen Square happens, and there's all this international condemnation. Deng is just like, what are you guys doing? Like he and Bush had this back and forth. It was George H.W. Bush at the time that was like relations went south really quick because Bush was like, our people can't see that degree of government repression and not flip out about it. But yet if you put pressure on China in that situation, you may undo a lot of the progress that had been done from opening themselves up to markets, which is exactly what happened. So it's this weird position where do you do the pragmatic thing in that moment, which is just kind of like let it go and not say anything about it, which, of course, we couldn't do. But, in the long run.
Yeah.
So just Kissinger walking through those arguments is really interesting. And there are ones that I would never have considered because I would just be like, no, we have our ideals and that's it. And there's no compromise. But it's like, does that undo everything? It's if there's a revolution happening or change happening, it can't happen overnight. And so,
Yeah.
Also, so are you talking about China now? Is that tying into how you feel about it?
Yeah, that's
because
that's what
now?
I'm interested in now. I don't Hong understand Kong. Anything about it. Right. In Hong Kong, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's just one of those things. And Deng was saying, he was like, when you're trying to do reform, you always have strife in the country because there's a group of people who don't want reform, and then there's a group of people who think reform's not happening fast enough. And so then, how do you navigate that?
What did Kiss say? He was like...
He subscribes to, I guess, realpolitik is the term, which is pragmatism. So in that case, he didn't really weigh in on what he would do. He was just giving you the how difficult the situation was to navigate politically. And at that time, this guy... people in China kept getting like banished and then brought back and then banished. Like Deng had been sent away for a while. And there was a physicist named Fang something. And he had something to do with the protests and then sought refugee in the American embassy. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh.
This is Fang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something. And then it was all this strife about, Deng saying we need him back. And Bush was like, I can't give you this guy back.
So Deng wanted Fang back?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because and so then that became this huge turmoil. And then Kissinger had to go and try and negotiate that. And I haven't gotten to where that ends up. But I think they end up just sending Fang to some other place.
Damn.
Switzerland or something.
Yeah, China's fucking bizarre, man. That shit scares the hell out of me.
It's, yeah. And how, and
there's they have a billion fucking, what it was like 1.3 billion people, 2 billion people or something.
And also, it's like, how do you interact with a country like that?
Like a totalitarian
right.
regime?
Right.
Undermine it from within? Establish your own leadership and take all their natural resources eventually?
Which
is what they're trying to do to us, I think. Did you read the thing on Rogan about all the fentanyl coming from China?
I did see that, yeah.
Dude, they're using the opium wars, like the shit England did to them.
The Chinese killed Prince?
Pretty much, bro.
They killed Prince?
That is literally what
did you hear about how Tom Petty died? Tom Petty died from fentanyl, too.
They killed Petty and Prince?
Yeah.
That's
Petty,
an act of war.
Petty took... He thought he was taking a fucking
but
Percocet.
Good for them. Good for them on the old reverse fucking opium wars. You know what I mean?
You think they did, like, they had their own... I know.
Good for them. That's the ultimate fucking comeback.
Yeah, that's a hard comeback.
Remember when the West did this to us?
Do you think they dressed...
What do you guys think about this, huh?
Do you think they addressed their people and they're like, we have killed Tom Petty. He died like a dog.
Yeah. Died like a dog. He was crying. He was screaming. All right, we're flying. Let's talk Hong Kong, dude. That's what we came here to do.
I have to. Let me do.
Yeah, this is one of the more important messages of our time.
I mean, this guy... this might be the voice of a generation, dude. Let me find this. Let me find this, dude.
This is our Train by Day, Joe Rogan by Night.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is our new rallying call. I was on a plane when Matt sent me this, and I did not stop laughing. I was, like, very loudly laughing, like, cackling, shaking the dude next to me. And this was in the middle of the flight, so it was probably kind of unnerving. Like, and it was a red, like, it was a late-night flight. So, like, people were, like, asleep and probably woke up to me, like,
Did the guy see your screen?
No one saw it, no.
Dude, this is, I mean, this guy's an absolute freedom fighter.
Have you seen Donald Trump? Do you think he should step in?
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
Dude.
Play it again.
I mean, how fucking good is that?
I need it at all times.
It's literally probably the fun. I watched it 7 times in a row.
Have you seen Donald Trump? Do you think he should step in?
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
It's on the Reddit, dude. So you can see, you see the guy is fucking behind like John Lennon circle shades holding up a banner. It looks a lot like the Chinatown Bus Express banner, just like a bunch of stuff scrawled on there. This is him with like circle shades on, dude. And his face is just deadpan, dude.
It's awesome.
Hong Kong freedom fighter.
He's incredible.
He's calling for Trump, dude. But people
saying
like
Trump help.
Yeah, but
Trump trust China. China's asshole.
China's asshole, dude.
China's asshole. What a
I was fighting
voice.
With my girlfriend because she was like, "You're not even listening to me." I'm like, "Oh my God, I was watching this video." She's like, "What's so funny?" I showed it to her and she actually broke her. Video is so beautiful. It broke through the ice, dude. That is my girlfriend's very unnecessary
An
wrath.
Icy bitch.
It broke. It thawed her, dude. That guy saying ass ho, it literally thawed
China
her.
China is ass ho. What a fucking line, dude.
I was saying yesterday, dude, how sick would that be if that became their sixth Emperor Tyrannus, dude?
Yeah, when
rather like a rattlesnake and it's like, China is ass ho.
Have you ever, Taiwan has some good ones, too.
What they have?
There's like a bunch of things, like Taiwanese people playing video games, if you just yell like China's number one, they go nuts.
Really?
Yeah, you can find, if you could type in China's number one on YouTube with like, they'd be like, China not number one, China number three,
China
Taiwan number one.
Yeah, well, was it Taiwan that was like a slave colony for China? One of them was. I forget.
Hong Kong was.
That was imperial. That was British.
So the whole hubbub there is, yeah. So in 18, like during the 1850s.
Raise your mic up a little bit.
I think the 1850s was the Opium Wars.
Yeah.
And
we broke them off.
England controls Hong Kong, and they had a century.
So England dropped
a treaty.
They dropped kratom on China and Hong Kong.
Hong Kong got some kratom, and they're like, "Oh, kratom is asshole." And so, yeah, England controlled Hong Kong until 1997. That's when the treaty ended.
Okay.
In 1997, old Thatch Dog went over there. Thatcher talked to the Chinese. They chatted. And they agreed that to go from British control straight to Chinese would be tough because that you lose all your rights.
Yeah.
So like Hong Kong has rights.
Sure.
They have like human rights, freedom of speech, things like that that allow us such gems. Thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
Has the Constitution ever been more important?
How many people do you think have been shot from the China Communist Party for saying China? There's probably someone like, "Oh, China is asshole." Someone comes and snatches you.
No, no, no.
There's so many people.
Just some dude in a bar, just like, "I have something to tell you. We are part of resistance. China is asshole." Immediately a spotlight.
Whole family wiped off the map, dude.
A lot of people have died for China is asshole.
Dude, that's a freedom cry, dude.
That's
modern day William Wallace.
That is, dude. Yeah. He's on a horse. There's two Chinese. It's two Hong Kong dudes. Like, "The Chinese are too many. We must go home." And he's like, "China is asshole." And they're like, "Ah."
Dude.
So then they signed a treaty after 1997 where Hong Kong has autonomy until 2047.
What the fuck is that?
I think it was like, so they get to...
Why the countdown?
Trying to ease them into dictatorship.
Oh, yeah, it's yeah. Like, so they've been slowly taking their rights.
Yeah.
Just like
and
we're
so now they are... They have their own elections, but Beijing gets to select like the committee.
Yeah, I heard it was votes. A total farce.
So it's literally just whoever Beijing wants in.
Yeah.
And now they're saying they said China's asshole.
Yeah, because they tried it. What they do they do? The thing where they can extradite. Now they can extradite,
you can extradite them people, and it's their government base. So they just.
So it's fake. They're living in a fake democracy, sort of more extreme version of our fake democracy.
Yeah.
It's like
so much realer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can get on a microphone and say,
China's
someone
asshole.
Should shoot Donald Trump in the head, and everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. If you go to Chinese and say...
Well, that's because the president doesn't matter. If you're like, if you found the dude in control and you're like, someone's got to take this person out, they'd be like, you would be dead. But, yeah, true. It's much less. It's much less. It's very much less like... Dude, my... So I was talking to my friend's brother, active troop. He's actually like a troop lawyer now. So he's like a lawyer for the Marines, and he does like rules of engagement kind of law, like, which is so crazy now, because what he was explaining to me was like the weaponry is so advanced that, like, so if you're flying in formation, you can be locked on. But it used to be like the rule was, if like a, you know, when people were flying by like with a scarf and shit and they would like open fire, you could fire back. But now, like, you can die in a second. So like if you know there's anti-aircraft stuff on the ground, it's like technically that could be engagement, because you have to wait till the guy in front of you blows up till you can engage. So like he was like talking about all that, but he was saying he went to China because he was in Japan. He was like, it's very well known that you don't bring your cell phone over there, because the government takes your, as soon as you enter China, they take your cell phone and strip all your data off. Wow. And then they take all your personal information because they want to know if like CIA three letter agency guys are there. So like if you don't match up to like all this, that they breached our intelligence system, took like 80 million Americans information, because they're building a dossier to know if a foreign spy is in their thing. And that's what they're using their internet to do. So he's like, you bring a burner phone, you don't bring anything that has like any of your digital record, because the first thing they do is steal all of your data as soon as you go in. And he was saying the Silicon Valley, like, so they get courted by the military a lot. The military will come shop and like, here's what we're looking for product wise. So, you know, like, but the way it works is before you get funding, you got to show us how it works. And then, you know, the American military in good faith will be like, cool, knock yourself out. We just have to make sure it works. So you're getting Chinese investors coming here and being like, show us the goods. And they're just like, thanks. And they leave and they steal the plans and reverse engineer it. And they're like,
China's asshole.
Asshole, dude.
Dude,
so like,
China is such asshole.
Everyone's like, they're such fucking asshole. Because like they're manipulating currency, asshole. And then they're coming over here to like, with, you know, with money. And then being like, thanks. Yeah, and they just steal the thing and go home. And there's like, in America, in the court of like common law, you could sue them. They just go back to the Communist Party. And the fucking Shang Tsung is just like, dude.
Excellent,
dude. Yeah, fucking excellent. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're just not, the reason that none of the, they're like, when people are like, well, they use China as like an example of like communism working. It's like, well, yeah, but they just completely disregard all of the rules of international law, all that stuff, where it's like they fix their currency, they drop their currency, they steal fucking intellectual property constantly, which is funny. You get some like 24-year-old like graphic designer be like, you know, it actually is a successful example, and they steal their whole portfolio. Like, oh, fuck, goddamn it. So it's like they're just like, they're going pure, they're just like us over them, fuck the world. They can plan for 100 years at a time, because the way they, this is what the guy was telling me. The way they move, they have 100-year plans. So they're just like, whatever. They're just moving, dude. Like, it doesn't matter. This whole, like, quarterly business shit, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You guys keep doing you. We're going to keep I'm reading a book right now. It's all about, like, cyber warfare and how we kind of started it fucking with Iran by, like, trying to, like, disengage their nuclear stuff. We were trying to, like, blow their stuff up, like, hack their stuff and have it melt down. And how, like, everyone's in on it now. Like, Russia's in on it. China's in on it. And this is, like, and the way it works is no government wants to, like, they set it up so it's kind of untraceable. But it's kind of obvious where it comes from. So, like, no one admits it. Everyone does it in secret. And there's, like, crazy cyber warfare going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's, like, nobody really can talk about it because it's all classified. But then guy's, like, as I'm walking through the CIA building, I'm, like, what the fuck? How did you gain access as a journalist into the CIA's building? Like, I want to write about your top secret programs. So I'm, like, kind of skeptical about the book. But it's pretty tight to read.
That is tight.
But he's, like, as I walk through in Arlington, Virginia, and I'm here and I see the top officials, it's, like, dude. Okay, and you're writing a secret book about their secret fucking program? It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, well, you ain't.
What do you think? You're me, dude? Get the fuck out of here,
He's
dude.
He's not a real investigative journalist.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Once you walk through the halls of the PPA.
Oh, dude, I'm comp. Consider me comped, dude.
That's an absolute compromise.
They could compromise me so easy, be like, you know, you owe us $4,500. We're gonna fuck you.
They're like, maybe
they gave me amnesty.
Maybe don't release that little document you're thinking.
Car's not my name, bro. They offered me amnesty. They were like, just give us like, my mom was so mad. They're like, give us like $100 and we'll forget. They did it to everyone. We'll forgive all the debts. And I was like, PPA is ash hair, dude. I didn't give them.
Said Donald Trump, don't trust PPA. PPA is asshole.
I didn't give it to him. I was like, fuck that. My mom's like, don't be an idiot.
PPA is definitely asshole.
PPA is ash hair, dude.
PPA has been.
What if I break the story and PPA is China?
If you destroy
PPA. PPA is Hawaii.
PPA could be China.
Hawaii. What's it called again? The 5G? Hawaii? No, what's the 5G shit called? Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii
yeah.
or something.
You're talking about Hawaii.
No, Hawaii, no way.
You think Hawaii's in on it?
Nah. But yeah, dude, he was telling me that shit about China. He's like, dude, it's just like, it's unlike anything. They don't play by any rules, and it's like, these dudes are about it, dude.
Yeah, man.
He's like, they are, you know, they're planning for the takeover.
I wonder if it didn't help us when we destroyed Japan. You know, the Japanese were over there.
They were fighting each other.
They were kind of keeping the Chinese in check. And by keeping them in check, I mean invading and raping them constantly.
True.
But once we killed all the Chinese.
That'll fill your daily planner.
That'll take up some time. You won't be able to make knockoff Apple Watches if you just keep getting raped.
But then how would people buy fake Gucci purses? You got to think about that.
I know. I do think about that. I'd lose sleep.
Yeah, man. You got to think about all the people who can't afford high-end fashion.
Dumb broads.
Fashion.